The Tampa City Council today voted to send a formal letter to the Hillsborough County School Board to reverse an ordinance that makes it easy to place cell towers at schools without public comment. But that decision failed to mollify many angry citizens who wanted the city to go further in making it more difficult for such towers to be installed without citizen participation. The issue has been a potent one for citizens in Tampa over the past year, with parents with children at schools in South Tampa rising up against a decision to place a tower at Coleman Middle School. Later protests were held at Pride Elementary in New Tampa, with similar concerns about the safety of such towers. But others dispute the danger level. City Attorney Julia Cole said at a council workshop that there were several state and federal regulations that preempt the city can actually do, beginning with the 1996 Telecommunications Act.
The way I read the statute, you can, by zoning district, say, prohibit a tower from growing in a residential zoned property. Mm-hmm. You can have limitations on having a tower go within some proximity to residentially used property. However, those regulations can't go so far as to impact the ability for there to be cell service within those residential areas.
City staff said there have been 59 public sites in Tampa where cell towers have been erected over the past decade. Councilman John Dingfelder asked if there was any way to determine what is adequate coverage, the term that attorneys for the cell phone companies have asserted when they've been challenged.
I've been to some of these hearings, and the only person with technical skills is the industry person who's, you know, with their scientists there saying we have inadequate coverage, and then it can't be rebutted by staff or anything, because staff, and I'm not saying city staff, I'm just saying, is that addressed in the federal or the state regs?
City Attorney Cole said she wasn't sure how that would work, since the city by law is not allowed to ask questions up front or ask about any business information on those issues. Mike Rothenberg is with a group against the cell towers. He handed council members a citizens-based ordinance that they had crafted to deal with the problem.
Why do we need this protection? Because of the allowance of public lands to be used as cell towers, we're bringing a commercial land use that frankly looks a lot more like an industrial facility. You'll see these pictures. I mean, this is a compound the size of a 7-Eleven with massive electrical equipment in it. It looks like an industrial facility. That is not consistent with the aesthetics, the safety, and the issues that Ms. Cole had discussed, which are certainly, you know, allowed to be considered in your land use decisions.
Cell phone tower critic Bill Cook called a previous task force that came up with a proposal on cell towers a decade ago a sham.
We know who speaks for the tower builders and the wireless companies. They are represented by paid consultants. They're represented by lobbyists, PR firms here in Tampa, and special interest money. But who speaks for the people? Who speaks for the retired couple living right next door to Orange Grove Middle School on East 38th Avenue? Who speaks for the newlywed who just moved to Tampa and thought buying their first home right next to a school was a great idea? City Council speaks for the people. That's who speaks for the people.
But not every parent who spoke was against the cell towers. Pearl Sharenza is from Brandon.
But I'm here to tell you the benefits we've already received at our school from the tower going up. We have autistic children. Autistic has grown drastically in our schools. And because of the tower that just went up over the summer, we have now been able to take and receive a $10,000 cement placing put in there so that we can ensure that our autistic children have a better place to play. That helps our school in our fundraising. We just cut our fundraising from a year and a half down to 1 year to raise to put the padding in that our children will need to have a safe environment to play. The tower is also going to benefit our school in other areas as far as programs go, supporting recess. As you know, the economy the way it is today, we're all losing money.
Victoria Spira rebutted Sharenza's remarks.
I'd like to thank Pearl for actually making a point about why we're not here today. We are not here to guarantee revenue for the schools. We're not here to guarantee the generation of tax dollars. We're here to talk about zoning land responsibly.
Lisa Williams is at the group PACS, People Against Cell Towers at Schools, which she says has grown from just being a local group.
PACS has joined forces with 9 other cities. This is a worldwide problem. We're working nonstop in Vienna, Virginia, Washington State, Wisconsin, New Jersey, 9 other states and cities right now that are fighting the same issue.
Jim Porter is an attorney representing Collier 2 Enterprises, a Tampa company that develops tower sites. He told the council that they should reject looking at the proposed ordinance that citizen Mike Rothenberg had presented to them.
It's legally insufficient. It violates the federal act. It violates the statute. And I think the city would be putting itself in a position of creating a lot of problems for yourself. And your attorney can advise you better about that. But on its face, it's problematic.
But the rules seem to favor the installation of cell phone towers. City Attorney Julia Cole warned members that there was one thing they could not reference in making any decision.
I just want to make the statement again and remind City Council that when making any decision as it relates to either changing your code or on an individualized application for a cell tower, that potential health effects are something that cannot be considered and should not be part of the decision-making process. Again, I want to state that for the record.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said he wasn't convinced about the negative effects of cell phone towers on people's health anyhow.
Before cell towers, what kills most of all is not the cell tower, but the cell phone. When you're texting and driving, you have an accident. That was never brought up. That is more dangerous to me than any cell tower in the country.
City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said that the city should create a new task force to work on an ordinance that should include parents of school children to try to tweak the current law.
The level, the amount of time that people spend trying to make these decisions about their neighborhood, they're not paid, they come to us. The least we can do is allow them to have some input into whether we're going to be changing this.